Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com. Tell me about writing Real Choices and how that came about.
Yes, I was at that time representing an organization called Feminists for Life. This has now become a wonderful organization for the pro-life cause on college campuses. But back then, it was really quite small. And one of the things that kept kind of nagging at me was wondering if the work that Pregnancy Care Centers was doing, was it really hitting the center of the target? What were the real reasons that women were having abortions? And I had this idea that if I, you know, sent out a survey to all the pregnancy care centers I could find and tried to interview women who had had abortions, and I even attempted to reach pro-choice people and abortion providers, though didn't find them very responsive. I thought maybe we can make a list of what's number one, what's number two, what are the reasons that women have abortions, and then see if what pregnancy care centers are providing, is that what they need? Is that what they're asking for? So that was my goal, was to try to come right in there at that angle and make a correlation between the work of pregnancy care centers and what women would say in the recovery room of an abortion clinic. This is the reason I did this. Were we really solving those problems?
And it's a fascinating answer that you came up with as the research unfolded. But part of that was this famous quote that you wrote for Policy Review magazine that is still being quoted today, often not attributed to you. It's just become kind of part of the cultural landscape, if you will, about why women are having abortions. Share that quote with us and maybe tell the story of that. That thing has taken on a life of its own, too, I'm sure.
It sure has, and it's so gratifying to me as a writer to realize that there was something I put out there that proved so useful that people wanted to repeat it again and again. And the line in this article I wrote in Policy Review a long time ago was, a woman doesn't want an abortion like she wants an ice cream cone or a Porsche. She wants an abortion like an animal caught in a trap wants to gnaw off its own leg. I said abortion is a means of a self-violating, self-destructive, desperate grasp for liberation, for freedom. And it doesn't serve the mother or the child, obviously.
Hi, I'm Kim Catola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.